Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his ladder, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Robux. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, November the 22nd, Tuesday, 11-22 of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to break down this whole under, over, and understanding of the ideal that we are on this path. I call it a life path, social path, you know, psychopath is a path. And we all have choices and we all have decisions to make. Thing that's very important to understand is that when we are making these choices and these decisions that we are making, these choices and these decisions that we are making is taking us in a particular direction. Now, whether we are aware of it or not, most of these choices and these decisions have already been made for us. And so today, as we're preparing for my upcoming series that I probably started this weekend after the Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving is Thursday or Friday. So probably Saturday or Sunday, we'll start the new series entitled The Biology of Christ. And in this new series, we're going to be talking about this whole idea that I'm talking about today, which is that there is a power. Now, this power is a force. This force is a spirit. This spirit is a biology. So this biology is the thing that gives you power. And so your biology, the fact that you are a biological being, there is a biological basis for every biological decision that you biologically make. But since we don't understand the biological basis of our biological decisions, we cannot control our biological behavior. Because we talk about the psychological decisions, we talk about the sociological decisions, we talk about the spiritual decisions, but we very seldom talk about the biological decisions. So your biological decisions control your biological behavior. And so hopefully you're getting tired of me saying the biological words that I am biologically saying, because biological basis is the thing that drives all of your biological decisions. Now, what does that mean, though? Now, we've talked about this on many, many shows, on many, many other occasions, so I'm not going to biologically bore you, but I want to make sure that you are biologically understanding that there is a biological force that is controlling your biological behavior. Because if you don't biologically wrap your brain around the biological power that is biologically manifesting in your biological body, you will have no biological power. So right now, you are making biological decisions that are biologically assisting your biology, or you're making biological decisions that are assisting your spirituality. So now we're getting out of the biological, because biological is the foundation of the spiritual, because the biological and the spiritual and the force are all the same. So this force that you use this force to benefit your flesh, you use this force to benefit. Problem is, as you always know, if you've listened to any of my shows in the past, and if you followed me by, you know, more than a couple of months, you already know that I never choose between option A and option B. I always choose option C. So in the movie Doctor Strange, there's a scene in there where he loses his power. His power is in his hands, because Doctor Strange is a neurosurgeon, and he's the best at what he does. And so he uses his hands to make all of this mammon or money. And then he has an accident, and he can't use his hands, and so he's lost. He's confused. His identity is taken from him. See, he was going one way, and then he realized that that way may not be the only way. Anybody can relate. See, I was a Marine, and then I got out of the Marines, and I lost my identity. And then I found out, hey, there's another identity. I put on another uniform, and I became a police officer. Then I put on another uniform, became corrections. I put on another uniform, became code compliance, and then loss prevention, and then, you know, went into, you know, security and all of these other different areas. All of these were different identities. And these identities were all powered, however, by the same force. So the same force that made me a Marine is the same force that made me a good minister. The same force that made me a good licensed and ordained minister is the same force that makes me a great master teacher, that makes me a great teacher. So this force can be manifested in many different ways, but the problem is the force is controlling you, and you're not controlling the force. What do I mean? Well, in the movie Doctor Strange, he had a choice. They told him that he could take all of his energy, his focus, his discipline, and his order. And if he take all of his energy, all of his focus, all of his discipline and his order, and he put it into his hands, he could restore the use of his hands. But Doctor Strange in the movie, when he lost his hands, he developed his spirituality and his astral body, and he learned how to do things with his mind. He learned how to control matter with his mind and not with his hands. And so Dr. Strange realized that, hey, the same thing that I can do with my chemistry, I can do with my electricity. And the same thing I can do with my electricity, I can do with my biology. So your force and your power is stepped down. In other words, when electricity comes into your neighborhood, it comes in over the overhead and it goes down and it goes into a transformer, and the electricity is stepped down so that way it goes into your house. Otherwise, the wattage would blow out the lights in your house. So the electricity in the line has to be dumbed down. So your spirit, your force has to be dumbed down. So that way it can go through your nervous system inside of your body called your brain and your veins and your arteries and your nervous system. And then your nervous system got to be dumbed down so it can go into your chemistry in the form of cortisone or in the form of adrenaline or in the form of dopamine or in the form of serotonin. And so these chemicals are the dumbest, if you want to use that word. I don't know what other word to use. These are the lowest. These are the root form of expressions. So if you live your entire life with that being your power, you have very little power. So if you are reactionary, meaning something happens, you react, how and why are you reacting? The force that created action that it was exposed to your eyeballs made you act. So you are chemical. You are what is called a chemical chaser. So now you're chasing chemicals. So all of your life, you are doing what Dr. Strange was doing, which is chasing chemicals. Now, we all are chemical chasers. The only problem is we just don't know it. So we all are what I call spiritual magicians, but the problem is we just don't know it. And we all are biological, you know, we all are spiritual engineers, we're spiritual gurus, but you are manifesting or you are living at the level that you are, that you exercise control. So if you were trained, or if you was raised in an environment that was very emotional, up, down, left, right, happy, sad, fat, skinny, somebody did something to you, you reacted, then that means that you are one of the children of light and darkness. You are a child of the root chakra. You are of the house of Abracus. Now, in the ancient magical mystery texts of the Greek magical papyrus, it breaks down and it talks about what I'm going to be going into when we start expressing, exposing, and expanding that you are the author of the structure of your material world. Now, you don't understand that at this point, and you may or you may not, but there is another builder. He's the demiurge, the demonic urge. Right now, he has built the imprint, the prison, plane, et, or planet, or the planned net that captures light being. He's the blind architect. He's the lord of this universe, this demiurge. All of the ancient texts talk about the demiurge. The demiurge, however, was removed when Constantine came on the scene. And so now we don't understand that in all of the Middle Ages, Abracus, that it talks about the house of Abracus inside the movie Jupiter Rising, Jupiter Ascending. The house of Abracus is known as the king of the demons. The house of Abracus is the title that is similar to a title like Christ. It's similar to a title like Shiva. When we talk about Shiva, the dance of Shiva that they're doing right now over in Project CERN, which is the Hindu god. So Abracus is actually Abracas, which is abracadabra. When we get the word abracadabra, we get the word Abracus, we get the word Abracus, and which simply means house of many demons. Now, this is the house that invokes. This is the house that controls. Now, the reason that I'm telling you this is because that's where your power is at right now. You have your power because Abato or Yabato or Adonai or Sabato, they got your power. Now, you probably don't understand what I'm saying at this point, but if you follow me, if you go to the series that I'm starting this weekend, if you subscribe to that series, I'm going to break down the biology of consciousness. Because once you understand the biology, all the superstitious bullshitness that you believe that you got is gone. Because once you understand the house of Abracus, once you understand what the movie Jupiter Rising or Jupiter Ascending, once you understand what they're trying to tell you, once you understand what's in all of the movies, Once you understand what the Wizard of Oz means, once you understand what the Transformers is trying to, they begging you. They just putting it out there. Once you understand, then you realize what the movie Doctor Strange is saying is, dude, do that. They want you to choose between good and evil because they know they control both sides of the fence. They know that you cannot choose both. Now, that's what I do. So they want you to choose between using your spirit to control your soul to manifest in your body. And you will be a good Christian or you're going to be a good Satanist. But they don't want you to combine both. See, a true magician, if you want to call it that term, and I'm using the term on purpose because I know it's a term that ruffles feathers, has the ability, again, to manage or to create balance or harmony. There is a balance between these two extremes. The balance is controlling the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. The key is not to live in your left hemisphere or your right hemisphere. The key is not to have all the power in your hands or all the power in your spirit. The key is to do like your elder brother. So Yahushua came down and he was all spirit. Then he became all body, and then he died, and when he rose, he was both. He had a glorified body. Now, I know this may be contrary to your theology, but that's what I do. That's what I am. But the problem is people can't compartmentalize and multitask because we have not been taught. See, you are in a war. And the war that you are in, brothers and sisters, is a spiritual war. Inability to control or to identify with the ruling disposition of the superior and the inferior to create the balance between two extremes or two opposites. So the enemy is to choose between life and death. Or good and evil, or left and right, or happy, sad, or fat, skinny, whatever. So right now, the choice that you have is to take your power back from Yamato. That's the first problem. See, the first problem is you got to get your power back. That's the first problem. The first problem is right now, your bio, course of living, ology, based on words, is not based upon your words. It's based upon the words of Adonai and the words of Sabbatho. And the words of Abatho, and the words of Samael, and the words of Abracus, Lucifer, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Belphegor, Saturnalia, the Black Cube, you know, Kronos, all of these lesser deities, they gave you your words that you used. If you use Lucifer's words, you create Lucifer's world. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. Father, touch the minds of your people. See, you have to say it before you can see it. And then you have to see it before you can have it. See, the reason you don't have what you say because you ain't saying it. You repeat what some other fool said. And so you create and said that other fool's world. God speaks. God said, let there be light. And then what's the next verse? The next verse said, and there was light. Now, you got that same power, but you gave it to Yabato. You gave it to Samael. You gave it to the blind god of this world. He's the demiurge. How do you know? Because you regurgitate in shizness that you heard from somebody else. What original thought have you had in your life? Please tell me just one original thought that you had or have. Oh, well, let me rephrase that. What original thought have I had? You see, when I was a licensed and ordained minister, I was preaching and I got my ordination. I remember the first message I did, I just regurgitated what the Reverend Dr. Bishop, what my pastor had preached. Because I didn't. Now, what do I do now? I take no thought. This message I'm doing right now, I decided to do this message talking with Sister Stacy about 10 minutes ago, 15, however long it was ago. And everything that I'm telling you, where am I getting from? I'm pulling off the top of my dome because it's inside of my spirit. So I don't need no books. I don't need no tape. I don't need no reverend, no doctor, no bishop. I don't need nobody telling me what to say because I already know what to say. And you do too, but you don't believe yourself. You ain't following yourself. You're following somebody else. And that person is taking you to create, and he's using your energy to create his world. Now, I'm not talking about something I read of a book. I've lived this. And after I've built, there is a big $10 million building that I built with my money and the back and my and the money that I should have been putting in my children's mouth. I gave to the Reverend Dr. Bishop because I was an idiot. He lives in a $10 million house right now. He drives around in a brand new, got five cars in his driveway. How did he do it? Off my money and every other fool that was sitting in that sanctuary. He's living very good. He ain't missed a meal. He has no stress. Him and his wife take vacations. I'm seeing their pictures on Facebook. They live in the dream. Well, I'm still out here struggling. Now, you can do that if you want to. That's how you choose to use your power. But don't tell me, man, you ain't got no power. Because God has given it to you. God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness, and it's in your knowledge of him. But you think him is out there, so I'm going to have to give you some biology to go with all of your spirituality, because all of us are religious whack jobs. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm a religious whack job. And this religion and this spirituality, because what is it? Can anybody define consciousness? Can anybody define God? Can anybody define spirituality? Now, we've got concepts. We've got ideals. We know how it expresses itself. Nobody knows who God is, not even me. Nobody knows what consciousness is. Nobody knows it. We just know what it does, but we don't know what it is. What is electricity? Can you please tell me what electricity is? You don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows. But everybody knows what electricity does. Can you tell me what biology is? You cannot tell me what biology is, but I can tell you what it does. And it's this inability to attach with what is that got us in this position that we're in. So your job, brother, your job, sister, is to take back your power from Samael. Sam means blind. El means God. He's the little G of this world. And if you want to know how to do it, just watch the movie Westworld. Since you're not going to listen to me, watch the HBO series or watch Jupiter Ascending or watch the Transformers. It's in all of the movies. Go back to the Wizards of Oz. You can watch cartoons. It's in every cartoon. What about Alice in Wonderland? Wow. What about Snow White and the dwarfs? They've been telling us the same thing since the beginning of time. But we're not paying attention. Well, I wasn't paying attention. I was too busy feeding my flesh. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we all have to make the same choice and the same decision. What is that choice? What is that decision? That choice and that decision is, there's nothing wrong with feeding your flesh because your flesh got to eat. But you better make sure that you're feeding your spirit. So you don't have to choose between feeding your flesh or feeding your spirit. You don't have to choose between flesh or faith. Everybody going to tell you to do that. Now, do exactly what I did. Try them both out. I remember I was talking with Brother Rome, I think it was, and we was talking about nutrition. I've been a vegetarian. I didn't read about it. I became a vegetarian. I know the veggie high. I know how I felt when I was a vegetarian. I know that fog that I was in. I know the lethargy that I felt. So I don't have to read about it in a book. So when somebody come and tell me, they talk about the benefits of the vegetarian diet, I understand. But like everything in life, I know that there's also downfall or a negative. Now your job, your question is, does the positive outweigh the negative. Now, I've done the Atkins diet a plethora of times. I know the benefits of the Atkins diet. I know how the Atkins diet is dangerous because it releases so much, again, acid in the body. It puts so much strain on the kidneys and so much. I know that. I didn't read about it, brother, sister. I did it. I know what it's like just to be the fruitarian because I didn't read about being a fruitarian. I did it. I ate nothing but fruit only, period. Because why? I didn't want to take nobody else's opinion. I want to see how it affected my own body. So after going through, the only thing I haven't done is I haven't became a breatharian yet. May try that too. But there's a guy out there, he's a breatharian. This dude say he don't eat. He just breathes. That's his, he gets nutrition from the sun and from his breath. That's his nutrition. Now supposedly there's some dude over in India, like 80 years old. He has no morsels, no food, has touched his lips in 70 years. He's no food. He's just sun gaze. Now, I don't know. I've never done that. So, will you hear me doing a message on sun gazing? And I'll talk about it, but I'm not going to tell you go do it because I ain't did it. So let me tell you what I do. So I compartmentalize. I multitask, but I don't do the same things at the same time. In other words, I don't feed my flesh and my spirit at the same time. Right now, I'm not on no diet. I'm not doing nothing because it's the holidays, people eating whatever. So I put on, I don't know how many pounds. Do I care? No. So right now, I'm feeding my flesh and my spirit. But the goal is, brothers and sisters, you don't do them both at the same time. You departmentalize or you compartmentalize. That means when I do my rotation diet, which is what I do, is the week that I'm on my rotation diet, when I'm doing meat, I'm doing meat. When I'm doing veggies, I'm doing veggies. When I'm doing fruit, I'm doing fruit. When I'm doing liquid, water only, I'm doing water only. I don't combine. I don't let it bleed over. I make sure, now this works for me. It probably will not work for you because I'm an extreme person, and I know that I can accomplish anything when I focus on it. The devil knows that, so he ensures that I don't focus. My job is to focus. His job is to prevent me from focusing. The way that he prevents me from focusing is he makes me very good at a lot of stuff. So therefore, jack of all trades, and I'm the master of none. And I did that for 30, 40 years, and I never accomplished nothing. I never wrote a book. I never did anything because I could never focus on one thing. I focus on a bunch of stuff. And I multitask. The word means to do two things at the same time. But there's an old Chinese proverb that says if you chase two rabbits at the same time, both will escape. So I figured that out, and so I still chase two rabbits, but I chase one. And then when I catch him, I go with the other one. But because of my intensity, I can catch the one rabbit fast enough that I got time to go and catch the other one. Now, for most people, that doesn't work. I understand. So you got to do what works for you. But what works for me, I don't choose between the flesh or the spirit. I do both. But when I do flesh, I do flesh. When I do spirit, I do spirit. I do both because I live in a world where both exist. So for me to sit here and act like I'm not going to go into the Himalayas, wrap up in no sheet, and become a monk and deny my natural, you know, desires. Now, for some folk, that works. It doesn't work for me because I've tried it already. It didn't work. I realized that because I was trying to abstain from sex, I end up thinking about sex, and I end up doing more sex. And we wonder why we got Catholic monks who walk around violating little boys because of the fact that they're doing something that the body's not designed to do. So you can try. I've already tried it. I already know it works. Your flesh power and your faith power are feeding. Now, Doctor Strange in the movie, the Hollywood is good at promoting half-truths. Your job is to take the half-truth and fill in the blanks. So they said Doctor Strange, they didn't say, they just showed his hands, and then they showed the alternate. They never showed him making the choice of doing both. But in the movie, he's using his hands, ain't he? And in the movie, he got his cloak, which again is a code word for cloth, which is a code word for clock. So Doctor Strange again uses time to control his flesh and his spirit. But they didn't tell you that in the movie. They just show you. Notice the cloak was doing the fighting for Doctor Strange in the movie. The cloak, look it up. Look up C-L-O-K. Look it up. It means clock, time. Time has a way of healing all wounds. Time. So you're supposed to use time. Time ain't supposed to use you. You're supposed to use this power. So every decision that you make should take you towards balance between flesh and spirit. Not choice between flesh and spirit. Because the enemy wants you to deny your flesh. Now, that is true. But it's not the way, or it's not the term that you have been accustomed to. Later on tonight in my Clarinomics class, I'm going to share something at 6 o'clock tonight that is one of the most dangerous things you'll ever hear. I'm going to prove to you the possession. Now, we talked about it last night when we broke down the word demon. So I'm going to prove to you that the spirit of the dead John the Baptist, again, was used by other Christians to become sorcerers. And people utilized the spirit of Christ after he died to perform miracles. Now, to the average person, what I just said, go to church and say that. But yet everybody do that. Because we talked about tutelary spirits and demons in my private one-on-one Clarinomics class. So you right now, you don't know that because you've never heard the legend of Faustus. And so most people have never heard of, most people have never went all the way back before 1611, way back before modern-day Christianity that we got, way back when Jesus was in Egypt. See, nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about what he did in Egypt, why he went. See, most people don't understand the Baphomet and what it means. Most people have never heard of Simon Magnus, or Magus, the Holy Grail, the alchemy, and of the true doctrine of the original Yahushua before we got this new Constantine version. Because if you really understood the truth, you wouldn't believe it, just like it says in the Gospel of Thomas. There's a reason why, brothers and sisters, that they want you to choose between good and evil. Because they know that you can't, and they know that you're going to be frustrated. They know that you're going to be angry, and they know you're going to beat yourself up. They know you're going to have this emotional tirade, and you're going to be mad because you're going to sin. And when you sin, you're going to be like, oh, I'm a wretched man, and I should go kill myself. And you do it. You're just feeding them. Y'all doing all that emotional bullshitness for what? Why are you angry and upset when you do something that somebody said was wrong? What do you say? Oh, you just following some other knucklehead? The enemy knows that. That's why he set the system up like this. He knows that if you read the Bible and it says thou shalt not steal, and you go steal something, he know you're gonna feel like trash, and he gonna feed off your trash. Because they need adrenochrome to live on this dimension. Demons cannot exist on earth without your emotionalism. So the more emotional you are, the more demons you got. Let me say that again because maybe you didn't understand. The more emotional you are, the more demons you got because they hang around emotional people. That's why you are emotional because those demons are dispositions. So when something appears to me that's designed for me to be emotional, please look at my response. I wish you could see my face when somebody calls me the N-word or they do something that really irks me. My voice drops really calm. It drops really low. So the higher someone yells, the softer, the slower, the calmer I get. Because I realize that them demons are trying to invoke and provoke. That's their job, but I'm on top of my job, and my job is to walk in the spirit, so I cannot and I will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Notice it says fulfill. That means to bring to fruition. That means to bear fruit. That means to get results. That means somebody can pick it up and eat it. So when you make a mistake, are you making mistakes to the point that there is fruit for people to eat? I don't think so. When you make a mistake, you identify the mistake, and you attempt to correct the mistake. You don't go out there and plant the seed. First of all, you ain't tilling the soil. You didn't pull up the weeds, buy the seed. You're not planting it. You're not watering it. You're not pruning it. You're not adding no sunlight and making sure that it grow. And then when it grow, you ain't picking no fruit off of that tree and feeding it to nobody else. Now, if you're doing that, that's another study for another time. Then you are feeding your flesh. You're not doing what it says in Galatians. You're not walking in the Spirit, not a spirit. Now, the Spirit, the word spirit is the same word for demon. But yet the word demon is a very negative word because you've been taught that it's negative. And you never looked it up for yourself. Demon is not a negative word. There's good demons and there's bad ones. Your job is to have more good ones than you got bad ones. Now, my bad demons, they are controlled by the good ones. So I'm not trying to get rid of them. They work for me. I tell them suckers what to do. They don't tell me what to do. Now, it didn't used to be like that because I was just like everybody else. I went to church. They told me the same thing. And I was walking around saying that I was a sinner, wretched and undone. But the same scripture that says that I'm a sinner, wretched and undone, it also says I'm a royal priest. It also says I'm a holy nation. It says I'm a joint heir. It says I have power to tread upon snakes and scorpions, and all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by no means harm me. So which is it? Am I a wretched and undone sinner, or am I a joint heir and a royal priest? Which one? How about both? How about it's your job to understand who you are? Instead of allowing somebody else to tell you who you are. How about it's your job, my brother? How about it's your job, my sister, to study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth? But approved unto who? Man? No. Approved unto God. You see, like that old Native American thing that talks about inside of every person there's a battle raging. Everybody has two wolves. One wolf is evil, jealous, prideful, arrogant, cocky, spiteful, hurtful, unforgiving. The other wolf is good, kind, loving, full of peace and joy, happiness. These two wolves are constantly fighting against each other. And which wolf is going to win? You see. So the question is today, my brother, the question is today, my sister, which wolf are you feeding? Because the Bible says he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap. He who sows to the Spirit, of the Spirit he will reap. Now, Galatians 6:8 tells me that if I sow to the Spirit, I reap of the Spirit. And if I sow to the flesh, I reap of the flesh. So that's exactly what I do. I sow to the flesh, and I sow to the Spirit. I do things, and I do exactly what Jesus says to do. Now, I know this is going to contrary to your theology, but this is in the Bible. In fact, let me read the scripture to you. The Bible says that God takes. So he took what the enemy meant for evil. Now, remember, he meant it for evil. Now, this is inside your Bible. So the evil that was meant. There are certain things that's just meant. They were created. The book of Isaiah says, I, the Lord, I create darkness and light. You guys know that God created, he creates everything, right? You know that there's only one hydrogen atom, and out of it comes all everything else. Y'all do know that, right? So he created good and evil. Isaiah 45:7. Now, I'm not making this up. This is inside your Bible. You can read it for yourself. Isaiah 45:7. Let's read verse 6. Isaiah 45:6. That men may know from the rising of the sun and to the setting of the sun that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord. There is no other. The one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. I am the Lord who does all these. Now, I don't know how y'all going to interpret that verse. Let me read it in the New Living Translation, verse 7 specifically. Isaiah 45, verse 7. I create light and I make darkness. Ah. Let's read it in the King Jimmy. It says, I form light and I create darkness. Ah, come on, somebody. Form and create. Do you know the difference between forming something out of nothing and creating something out of what you formed? Man, come on. Y'all gotta be every jot and every tittle. Just cause he formed light, but created darkness. Y'all know the difference between forming and creating? Let me read it for you again. New Living Translation. I create light. I form or I make darkness. I send good times and bad times. I am the Lord. I am the one who does these things. So somebody is making you feel bad for something that God is doing. Come on, man. Are you serious? Y'all might want to read Romans. You might want to get my book, I Am Too Human, because you're walking around, you're beating yourself up because you're doing what God told you to do. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. I understand. But see, I would have put a bullet in my head a long time ago if God had not answered my prayer, because I was a very bad person. And I was programmed, driven to be bad. And I've done a lot of bad shizness. Because of that, I needed answers, and I needed them quick. So God said, sit down, homie. Let me edumacate you so you can stop beating yourself up, walking around crying, and all, oh, woe is me, broke, busted, and disgusted every freaking day. Have you read Genesis chapter 50? I don't have time to go over it. But if you need more clarification, read Genesis chapter 50, the story about Joseph and his brothers. Maybe, you know, you might want to read Genesis 50 to get you some clarification, brother, and get you some clarification, sister. So these knuckleheads who walk around here telling you that what you're doing, that you need to repent and you need to do this, that, and the other. Now, is there a place for that? Sure. There's a difference between conviction, again, moral sorrow, and condemnation. You better know the difference between conviction and condemnation. Devil uses one. God uses one. Do you know the difference? I pray to God that you do. Because if you don't, you're in deep kimchi. There's a big difference between conviction and condemnation. So in the book of Matthew, it says, you have intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. I'm paraphrasing. You want to read it for yourself. So Matthew 16, 13 tells me that what the devil meant for evil, God is going to take it and he's going to use it for his good. So people tell me all the time about the zodiac. Man, the zodiac sign is not the devil, brother. You got that stuff in your books. Yeah, so what? The devil works for me. The devil is God's dog on a leash. That's why he ain't scared of him. Neither should you. He ain't got no power over you unless you give it to him. And because you don't know who you are, he does. He took your authority. I am begging that you take it back. I'm pleading that you take it back. I'm wishing and hoping and praying for you and your family that you walk in your calling and your anointing. Because if you don't, then you working for him. He's not working for you. He's running your life. And your body, your chemistry is running your electricity. And your electricity is overpowering your biology. That's what we're going to talk about on this series this weekend. It's time out, man, for being a chemical chaser. It's time out for you tasting chemicals. Now it's time for you to choose. You know what? I feel like some dopamine today. You know what? No, I don't want no dopamine. How about let me order up some serotonin. And then you put yourself in a serotonin environment that you created. Instead of you sitting around waiting for serotonin to show up. And when it shows up, you following it. And usually it pulls you away from your spiritual power. It takes you out of your position. That is the devil's only trick. Because he knows you have no power when you're outside of your position. As long as you stay in your lane, as long as I stay in my lane and teach, there's no demon in hell that can touch me. But the moment I try to get out of my lane and stop teaching, and I want to go out and do something else because there's a pretty girl over there, so I'm going to go hang out over there. Or, you know what, you make more money doing that, Brother Will. Yeah, dog. You know what, dude, they pay big bucks. Go be a truck driver. Yeah, this is what I did. So I went a truck driver, trying to drive an 18-wheeler, fall asleep and ran off a bridge. Yeah. And anytime you get off the side of your lane, zoop, your power's gone. Every time. Your job is to understand yourself. That's it. Your job is to take your force, and after the word force, you got two other words. That makes the triangle. I don't know if you pimped the game yet. If you take a triangle, it has 3 points. Now, I have a chart that I may break out if I can find it. It's called the power of three. Now, if you take this power of three, and if you can wrap your brain around it, and you draw a triangle, at the very top of the triangle, there's a point. At the top of that point, you write the word spirit. And look how the line goes down at a 90-degree angle from the very triangle. If you write the word spirit, and to the left of that triangle, you follow it down, and you write the word soul. And then if you follow down to the right of that triangle, and you write the word body. Now, your spirit should flow down and control your soul and your body. Notice that the soul and the body, for it to be a pyramid, they both are on the same plane. They both are on the same plane. And the ET, the X, that is controlling that plane should be you, not no demon. But right now it's Yabato. Adonai is some other knucklehead that you've chosen. Now, you chose him. You don't remember it, but you did. So now it's time for you to go back to him, and you cancel that contract. You say, dude, I know I signed a contract saying that I was going to let you run the show, but you know what? I'm the director and the star of my own movie. You know, not only do I want to write the script, I want to write it as a good script. Now, remember what I said at the beginning of the series or the beginning of today's show, you have to say it before you can see it. Since you're not saying it, you can't see it. Since you can't see it, you can't have it. You have to say it with your mouth. Out of the mouth, the heart speaks. That's what the Helios Biblia says. So God said, let there be light. Poof, that was light. What do you say? Oh, you haven't said nothing? Well, I say I am going to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and I have the best relationship on the planet and off the planet. That's what I say. What do you say, brother? What do you say? And since I've said it, guess what I see? Guess what I see, brother? I see wealth. I see health. I see wisdom. I see the tools, the techniques, the characteristics, the attributes that's needed to maintain a good relationship between me, my wife, my children, and everybody else that comes into my circle. And since I see it, I have it. So I'm going to ask the question again. What do you say? And if you really want to blow your cookies, after you say it, write it down. Ooh, man. Now, the triangle that I'm talking about, I'm writing it down. Have you read Habakkuk? And it says that, take the vision, write it down. Make it plain so that the people that see it can run. Do you need a little bit more energy in your life? Do you need a little bit more? Write down what you say. Write down, I am wealthy. Like for me, like write down, you know, I am making $5,000 a month online doing what I love to do. Write them, I'm making $5,000 a month just opening and closing my mouth, speaking. What is it? I'm making $5,000 a month riding a bike. I'm making $5,000, whatever, $10,000, $20,000. What's your goal, brother? What's your goal, sister? Write it down. Say it. Write it. Read it. See it. When you see it, when that mental picture becomes in your brain, guess what happens? If you can see it in your brain, it has to manifest in your hands. It has to manifest in your life. But unfortunately, many of us, we don't have no power because we gave it away. We're reading what the Bible says, and that's great. Don't get me wrong. Please don't get me wrong. That is awesome. It's off the hizzle for shizzle. Read it. That's where I started too. But when you personalize it, now you use God. Remember, God's system until you create your own system. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, but I will stand. But God trusts you so much that he says, you know what? I'm going to make you my ambassador. That's how much God trusts you. Do you know what an ambassador is? An ambassador goes to another country, and he represents that country in a foreign land. That's what you are, God's representative on earth, brother. God's representative. God trusts you. He loves you so much. He believes in you so much that he sent you down here to represent him. You are here to represent God. You are God's expression on earth. God is in you, oscillating, vibrating as you, manifesting himself through you, as long as you get out of the way. But your ego, that false you, the fake you, that ruling disposition that has set up shop is now not allowing you to be you. It's saying, hey, dude, you have to choose. See, that entity is telling you, hey, dude, you got to choose between good and evil. He knows that you can't be good, and he knows you can't be evil. That's why he's trying to get you to chase those rabbits. So you spend your whole life chasing the white rabbit, and you never catch it. So I highly recommend, my brothers and sisters, that you do what I do. When I'm feeding, when I'm doing meat, I'm doing meat. If I only eat meat for one day, that day I'm eating meat. I don't give a rip what anybody says and don't say. I don't care who like it and don't like it. And when I stop eating meat, I don't need nobody to lay hands on me. I don't need to go see no psychologist. I don't need no shrink. I don't need anybody to come alongside of me and motivate me or to assist me to help me stop. If I want to smoke marijuana, I smoke marijuana. If I don't want to smoke marijuana, I don't smoke marijuana. No ruling disposition is going to force me to do anything, because as for me and my house, this body, this temple, we serve the Lord. Not the little one, the big one. Therefore, I know God has given me power to walk up and tread upon snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy. So this power that the enemy has, he's trying to use it to override my power. So he's trying to get me to eat sugar in such an excess that it causes kidney damage, or that it causes, you know, cavities, or it causes dis-ease. My job is to take that urge, that demi urge, and to channel it and say, no, homie, you're not going to push, because demons push. Angels guide. So are you, the Holy Spirit leads and guides. The demonic spirit pushes and demands and controls. Your job, my brother and sister, is to take your spirit. What is your spirit? Have you ever stopped and just thought? See, your spirit is your natural innate disposition. Now, my spirit is one that I you know, well, I know I'm not going to even say that. So my spirit is a six. What does that mean? Compassion. Not only compassion, it is passion on Christ conscious level, because I'm a 33-6. What does that mean? That means that I notice that I always have the same problem since birth. What is that? I'm always helping people, and the person, my brothers and sisters, would say, hey, that, what? No. There's this guy named Anderson McNeil. You guys said the story. He followed me. He was a little mentally off. I took care of him when he was a little kid. We were both pretty much the same age. I went to the Marine Corps. This dude shows up in San Diego, California, homeless dude. He hitchhiked from Houston, Texas to San Diego, California, trying to find me. Every person that picked on him when I was a kid, I defended him. And so his name was McNeil. I'm a Rogers. So my brothers and sisters would say, why are you taking up for him? Because I knew that something, he wasn't all there. He was like a little slow. He was like in the special ed classes in school. And so the Parkers, which is another, you know, there was a bunch of them in my little town. I mean, a whole bunch of them. They were all related. And they would pick on him. And they was like, nobody would take it for him. I'm a six. It's my nature, man. So I said, dude, why don't y'all leave him alone? Hey, do you want something? They're not really. But you know what? You got to go through me if you want to get to him. So most of my fights, matter of fact, all of my fights, because I got in a whole bunch of fights, I never got into a fight that I started. Every fight I've been in is because I was taking up for someone else. So as an adult, I don't like that. Today, every problem I have, every argument me and my wife get into, every discussion is because of I'm taking up, I'm talking to, I'm hanging out, I'm giving to somebody else. That's my spirit. as I tried to change it. And when I did, I invited another spirit in because I didn't like mine. And that spirit that came in, it took hell and high water to get it out because that fool did not want to leave. It was an angry spirit. It was a violent spirit. And that was a spirit that loved to fight. And when I was a kid, if anybody knows me, you looked at me wrong, man. I wanted to fight everybody. I took all comers. Why? Because I rejected my own spirit. There's somebody listening to me. You need to embrace yourself. Oh, yeah, you brought the spirit in. That's not you. That's the ruling disposition that you have because you're afraid that people are going to reject the real you. I did the same shizness. So all my life I've been fake. All my life I've been phony. I've been a chameleon. I just projected because the power I had, I gave it away. What is my power? My power is compassion, man. I can connect with people, and I can feel their pain. I can feel their hurt, and I try to elevate them, and I try to say something positive to encourage them. And then there's people in my life that they don't like it. Well, you know what? I'm not being fake and phony no more just to appease other people. I'm going to be me. This is the way God wired me. This is the way God designed me. So if anybody got a problem with it, they can take it up with God. As for me and my house, we're going to love because I am designed and gifted to love people. So, yeah, I love people too much. I overpromise and I underdeliver. That's what I do. At this stage in the game, I'm too old. I'm not going to try to change. I'm going to take my power and I'm going to use it with good intentions. And if somebody gets hurt, that's not my intention. If you get angry and you get pissed off because I'm being nice to this person, and you think I should not be nice to them, I'm sorry. God bless you. I got a lot of gay friends. Now, I don't do gay, but you think I'm going to dislike them just because they're homosexual? Now, I got a lot of white friends. Now, I got a lot of black friends. They don't understand why I got all these white friends. So you think I'm going to stop having my white friends because some of my black friends don't understand why I got white friends? I got a lot of white clients. So you think I'm going to stop? Now, in the old days, that would bother me. And I would have to take my attention, and I would have to address non-issues. A lot of you are spending too much time. You're taking your power, which is your thoughts, which is your root. Now, a spirit is just a thoughts. Now, when my thoughts are on one thing, there's not nothing I can accomplish. Now, the Bible says the same thing about you. The devil knows that. He knows your power comes from your ability. When you become a single standing column of scalar technology or scalar energy, not toroidal, but scalar, that means that you collapse your spirit, your soul, and your body on one thing. The day that your biology, your electricity, and your chemistry all line up, oh, man, that is the day you be Christ or Christian. I'm not saying that you become Jesus Christ and you God and all the other bullshit. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying that you become who God has designed and gifted and created you to be. And you stop worrying about the opinion of sheep because you're a lion. A lion, they don't give up about the opinion of sheep. Now, I used to be a lion that cared and was more concerned about what the sheep thought. That took away from my power of being a lion. Now, I do what lions do. The sheep may like it, they may not, but I'm not concerned. I'm walking in my anointing and my power. I'm not trying to disrespect nobody. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. My intentions are good. What is my intent? What was my intention for today's show? Did I come on here today with the intention to try to con you, to manipulate you, to try to get you to send me some money, to try to get in your pants, to try to, you know, find? No. What was my intention today? My intention today was to say something that would help you be you. That is my intent. So if someone takes this message, and they say, well, Brother Will, man, he said something bad, dude. He's talking about me, man. And, no, that's not my intentions, man. That's not my intention. Now, you may pull that out of what I said, but that was not my intention. So when I go to bed tonight, I'm going to sleep like a baby, like a newborn baby. Why? Because my conscience is clear. Because my intentions are clear. So when them little imps and them little demons try to come and whisper in my ear and try to tell me, oh, man, you should feel bad. How could you? How can you call yourself a man of God and you doing this? I said, get thee behind me, Satan. It is written, you should not tempt the Lord thy God. See, I'm their God. They work for me. I don't work for them. Today, and hopefully it's today, hopefully today you make a decision and you tell and you bring, like the Bible says, you bring every thought into captivity. And what do you do next? Y'all remember what that verse says? Let's close with this. You, my brother, you, my sister, must bring every thought into or under captivity. Chapter 5. I'm sorry, 10. Now, this is very, very important. Because this is how you become God's representative on earth. This is when you stop praying to God and you realize that God said, hey, dude, I have christened you to represent me. So therefore, whatever you think is right, do it. You got my approval. And now, that's, man, when that day happens, that's the day that you stop graveling. That's the day you stop, you know, whining. That's the day you stop having these emotional tirades and fits. That's the day you start walking with dunamis power. That's the day you start talking, and you're going to piss people off when you just show up. You ain't got to say nothing. Your presence is going to piss people off. When you do this, 2 Corinthians 10:4, the weapons of our warfare, they are not weapons of the world. Y'all know, let me read it in the King James, because everybody's familiar with King James. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, and I'm closing. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10:5. King James. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. See, what you got, brother, is the knowledge of God. So anything that goes, any demon that brings imaginations, images, pixels, pictures. Because remember, you can only have what you see, and you only see what you say. So what you say allows you to see, and what you see allows you to have or to make or to manifest. So the enemy knows that. So he's throwing arguments. He's destroying. He's throwing obstacles. He's throwing stuff to capture your thoughts. And your thoughts are, you're supposed to be taking the thoughts that he's putting in your brain. You are to take every thought captive. That's what it says. Let's continue. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought. Bringing into captivity every thought. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So your job is to capture. Let me read it in New Living Translation. We are to capture, teach them to obey Christ. Who's Christ? You. Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So you got a thought that comes into your head. You say, oh, no, dude, you obey me. I don't obey you. Thought comes in and say, hey, dude, let's go smoke this doobie. You say, oh, I don't think so, dude. Not today. Let's go get drunk. I don't think so. Not today. Oh, let's go commit fornication. Oh, I don't think so. Not today. Oh, let's go knock out a box of Krispy Kreme donuts. Oh, I don't think so. Not today. You, brother, you, sister, bring every thought into captivity and make it obedience to Christ. Christ is the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power and the anointing to fulfill that office. Get in your office, brother, and you will get in your power. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. And may his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Really are still dreaming. They are still dreaming. Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Huh? You're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.